Glenn Robbins, good morning to you.
Good morning. Now, how I derived this topic was that I've got some rat tests and I'm doing them, but from what I'm told, I was a bit nervous because I felt like I'm a little mini scientist in there doing little experiments in the bathroom. But from what I'm told, people don't stick it up their nose far enough so they don't care. Because I know when I did it in the car, in the lineup, they do seem to get it up there, and I get a little bit tentative, and I suspect maybe I'm not doing it properly. I'm giving it a good shot, but I'm not doing it properly. Which leads to the question, are there other things in life that you suspect you're not doing properly?
Oh, yeah. So,
I thought of dancing.
Well, see, I love that. Do you have a fallback dance, Ross? You need to do a little shuffle thing in the mirror at home, which is, you know, it will fit any dance, and you sort of just dance, do a little square dance thing, leaning on both feet, and people go, oh, look, he's moving around.
Yeah.
But you need fallback.
Yeah, I probably incline more to driving the bus.
More than
the reverse park.
I've told you the Viv Richards method, though, haven't I? Viv Richards.
Yeah.
It's just the telephone. You just imagine that you're in a telephone box, right? And just sort of move within the telephone box, right? And just, yeah, so imagine telephone box and just pretend you're Viv. Away you go.
I have started a list, but Glenn, I suspect you have a long one.
I do, but please feel free to throw in. Now, this is a pertinent one because I suspect I don't listen very well. Because what I tend to do is while people are talking, I'm preparing my little story in my head. Like, oh, this is a good story. And I start writing the story and going, oh, how does it go again? And then I forget the ending. I don't listen to what any of them said. And then I think I embarrass myself usually.
Yes. Well, you know that old saying, two ears, one mouth, use them in that order. Or use them to that degree, I should say.
Yeah.
Listen twice as much as you talk.
Ross, I'd love to hear one of yours.
Use Glad Wrap.
Oh, yes. Yeah, absolutely. What's your method? Have you got a method?
I can't get the serrated edge to actually sever the plastic.
No. What you do? Apply it to the item first and then tear when it's on the item. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Don't, because if you tear independently, it'll just go up into that Glad bag wrap ball and you'll never be able to use it. So try that anyway.
Yeah. You know, okay. That's very interesting. Matt Cram, our podcast guy, he says that he doesn't do hairstyling properly and he suspects he's walking around with ridiculous hair.
Do you agree with that?
Matt, you are.
Oh, dear. Oh,
hey,
dear.
What about you, Russ?
I've got a long list. I'll just gamble. I don't do that properly.
As in, like around Melbourne Cup time, you're once a year, are you?
Hopeless.
Yeah.
Stephen, what do you suspect you don't do properly?
Yeah, hi, lads. I suspect I don't brush my teeth properly. I got a friend who's a dentist, and they say, like, you're supposed to take 3 minutes or do some weird motion, but I suspect I'm only smearing toothpaste around my mouth until I taste mint, and that's it.
Yeah, very interesting you say that, because growing up, the way you brushed your teeth was to make a grimace, grab the brush, and just go backwards and forwards across your grimace. And now you got to go down the back. You got to do. There's a little thing to use on your tongue.
Oh yeah,
scrub your tongue. It's become highly involved. What else is on your list, Glenn?
I feel a bit embarrassed, but negotiate a car deal. I'm just a sucker. Yeah. I'm an absolute sucker. I just how much do I have to pay? I get embarrassed when you have to go back and forth, and what's the best you can do, and you know what can you throw in? I just feel embarrassed, and I just go. And I pay way too much money for my car.
I like it.
Can I tell you a story? I went to visit a girlfriend once in Rochester, Minnesota, and she needed a car. I said, "Don't worry, leave it to me." Right. So I went to a used car dealer in America. And I got him down from $4,000 to $3,000. And then I said, okay, so I got you down to three. That's excellent. Now, listen, I'll just go away and have a think about that. And I turned around and he went two. I thought, oh, my God.
Perhaps I'll say one.
Perhaps I have no idea what I'm doing.
Yeah. So when I say breaststroking, I mean swimming.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a tough one.
Well, are you doing your frog kick at the back, or are you just kicking your legs?
It's just short legs. I think that's the issue.
Here's the trick. Draw your heels up to your buttocks and then kick out. Draw your heels up to your buttocks and kick out.
Okay, I'll try that next time.
The only way I'm going to get heels near buttocks in a swimming pool is to use someone else's heels. Stay with us. It's 24 after 8. Scorcher suspects he doesn't wrap presents properly.
I like that one.
Well, he is a male. All right.
Yeah, and get on this. Well. Yeah.
Damien says he does. He suspects he doesn't tie his shoelaces properly. He still does bunny earsies. Grow up.
Come on, Damo. Oh, dear.
Round the discussion off for us, Glenn.
Choosing gifts for females. Do you want to hear my worst choice?
Mm. Yep.
An advanced driving course. It didn't go that well.
You want my one?
Yeah.
Right, set of earrings. Response?
That's okay.
Yeah. Response? Yeah. I guess I'll have to get my ears pierced then.
Oh. You weren't aware.
No.
Oh, well done.